Norovirus outbreaks are down, according to a recent report filed by Travel Weekly. In 2018, only 547 passengers were sick with gastrointestinal outbreaks that were reported to the U.S. government Center for Disease Control. That's less than half of the 1,200 reported in 2017. Most cases of norovirus are brought on during embarkation from cruise guests, so wash your hands. And USA Today has recently nominated and awarded the best 10 cruise ships across multiple categories, and some of the winners include Best Boutique Cruise Line, Azamar Club Cruises. Carnival Cruise Line got the Best Ocean Cruise Line. Viking River Cruises got Best River Cruise Line. Carnival Breeze, Best Cruise Ship for Families. And we'll do one more. Best Small Ship goes to Viking Sea from Viking Ocean Cruises. You can get a full report of these winners at cruiseradio.net. And finally, Venice is the next European port to target tourism. Venice has been approved to start charging visitors entry fees as much as $11.50 per day to cut down on mass tourism. The decision will target day trippers as they arrive on cruise ships. In Northern Europe, Amsterdam recently started charging day visitors $9 per day, causing a couple of cruise lines to quit calling to the Northern European city. You can find more stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.